When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
Good evening and welcome to the live broadcast of Atlanta Life Radio Presents. There is life after layoff. The opinions expressed in this radio broadcast are for inspirational and or information purposes only. Now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal or a piece of paper and pen so you can take notes as tonight's conversation about balancing your hormones speaks to you. And now, without further ado, let's welcome our show host, Allie, to the air. Allie.
Thank you, Mel D. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me for another episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I take this journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. It has truly been a time of truth and transparency, but most of all, a time of growth in my life. And along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is to encourage you to explore new and uplifting ways to either discover or rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. And together, we will support one another through this journey. So that is why I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And please continue to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And as always, if you wish to contact us directly, you can do so through email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to connect and follow us on social media. You will find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm on Instagram at #AllieWard45, and on Pinterest you will find me at AllieWard65. And please remember to also like us on Facebook. You can find me by searching There Is Life After Layoff, and you can find Atlanta Life Radio on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio. On behalf of myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you. Thank you, thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Now, tonight's show is going to be a very informative one for not only me, but I know for a lot of women who may be tuning in, especially around the age, you know, I just turned fabulous 50, so this is a issue that is really going to help shed some light on some things that I've been dealing with, and it's one that I don't think is often discussed openly, so I'm really happy that we have decided to have this type of discussion this evening. And so if I were you, I'd get ready to take some really good notes, but the beauty of it is that the podcasts are record it, and you can always upload it at a later date to listen to something that you may have missed. So, and I also want to say that men, don't turn it off or don't tune out, because you may learn something yourself, because you know what they say, happy wife, happy life. So, you know, you might learn something yourself this evening. So continue to tune in and learn something. And so in a moment, I will welcome back my special guest to the show, who will be here to educate us about how we can balance out our hormones naturally. So with that said, let me just make a couple of quick announcements, and then we'll be ready to get started. As always, if you have missed a particular show, you can catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, again, at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And it's so easy because we have an automatic player box on the programming page. All you got to do is click on the show you want to listen to, and it will start playing for you automatically. And we're also on iTunes for those of you who are always on the go. All you have to do is search for Atlanta Life Radio under podcast, and you have it at your convenience to take with you on while you're exercising, in the car, or wherever. And all of our past recorded shows are available right now, and after tonight's show airs, you will be able to upload it within 30 minutes or less. So again, we say thank you for continuing to tune in to not only the live show, but also for catching up on what you may have missed. And as always, I want to encourage our listeners to please call in and join the conversation. Or if you just simply want to ask our guest a question, you can do that by calling 347-324-5246 and press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. And we will begin taking those calls just after the break around 7:30. So right now, guess what? We're ready to get started. And my guest tonight is no stranger to the show. I had the awesome pleasure of meeting her through my affiliation with the National Association of Professional Women. And, you know, when I heard her story, I was very intrigued and impressed by her commitment and her passion for empowering others to be fit and healthy while aging beautifully. And so as I've always considered myself to be a lifelong athlete, I immediately knew that this was a woman after my own heart. And so with that said, it is with great pleasure that I welcome back to There Is Life After Layoff Radio health and wellness coach and fitness trainer Maria Hortzman and the founder of BFABBU. So thank you, Maria, for joining me this evening.
Oh, hello. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us again. You know, you're becoming a regular.
Well, that's a good thing, as long as we're sharing good information, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
We're here to help.
Absolutely. So, you know, before we kind of get hot and heavy into our subject matter tonight about how we can balance our hormones naturally, I want you to reintroduce yourself to our listeners so that we can get to know who Maria is.
Yeah, Maria is a health and wellness and fitness coach, as you mentioned. I founded BFABBU last year, mm-hmm. Seeking to follow my passion for health and wellness and fitness. Mm-hmm. And my mission, it is to empower, you know, women to be fit and healthy, age beautifully, and be themselves at their best. When I say women, that is my target, and nonetheless, I do work with men because they also need help. They also need to feel empowered to be fit and healthy, and unfortunately, women sometimes are the leaders to take the men to that healthy path. I do have some male clients, and I love working with them as well, and it's great. Mm-hmm. You know, I got here actually as a health coach from a finance career because of my commitment to my own long-term health. Mm. And I used to be pre-diabetic, and I had mm-hmm. some chronic gastrointestinal and digestive issues. Mm-hmm. And when I decided to take control of my own health, I started educating myself, and through that process, I kind of reversed my conditions, and I'm not pre-diabetic anymore. Mm. I don't have those chronic gastrointestinal and digestive issues. Mm. So it really transformed my life, and it took a few years to do that.
Right.
And that led me to become really passionate about it. And when I looked around and I saw so many people who kind of needed help, you know, friends, family, strangers, and I said, I just felt like compelled to share this with the world and hopefully, you know, help them as well, the same way I help myself. So that's where I got here. As a health coach, I guess, what I offer the most besides the knowledge is the accountability, the support that people need to get through that process and to achieve their health goals. It is a tough journey, so I'm here to help them.
Right, and you know what you said that was really important is that it is a journey because with your own personal story, it did not happen overnight that you reversed those situations. So people need to know that there's no quick fix to that, to being healthy, you know. And I think with society, you know, everybody wants a pill. You know, everybody thinks there's this magic potion or this pill, and there's no such thing. And, you know, you didn't get unhealthy overnight, so why do you think you're going to get healthy overnight, you know?
Right. Yeah, unfortunately, the society is, it's very quick and easy, and just like you said, it didn't take, you know, a month or two or 1 year or three to get to a certain point where you're not feeling your best.
Right.
And I think that, you know, it is about, we were born, most of us were born very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're led by, you know, our parents to activities, to foods, introduction to our character and personality and to a lifestyle through them. And then we take our own personal responsibility.
Right.
And I see a lot of that missing these days. You know, it's easy to blame sometimes the government even for, you know, health insurance or you know, the Monsanto of the world or whatever. The reality is we all have the capability of making decisions. We can control several things, and we're going to discuss a few of them tonight.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So personal responsibility for me speaks very highly. And so is commitment to that, you know, to that health and to that mission.
Right, right. So, you know, I know everybody's probably ready for us to dive into this topic tonight. You know, I just, in May, I just hit the 50 Fit and Fabulous Club, I want to call it. so, you know, I have started experiencing a lot of the physical changes that go along with getting older and wiser, as I would say. And, you know, along with that came a lot of the hormonal changes that takes place, you know, in our bodies as we mature. And so my question to you is, how can hormones make or break the quality of our lives after, you know, the age of 40? And for some people, that might be a little bit earlier. How can hormones make or break out the quality of our lives?
Yeah, actually, before I answer that question, let me just remind everyone that, you know, the information that I'm going to share throughout, you know, the next hour or 45 minutes is really not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional.
Right.
It's not intended to medical advice or to diagnose or treat any health problem or disease.
Right.
You know, or any other treatment. So it's just intended to share,
inform
you know, the sharing of knowledge and information.
Right.
And that is based on my research and the experience of, you know, the experts that also led me to be here where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely I encourage everyone, you know, to make their own healthcare decisions and based on their own research, knowledge is power with action.
Mm-hmm.
And in partnership with their qualified health professional. Again, take personal responsibility for this, you know, part of your life as well. So anyway, I just wanted to make that clear. But regarding your question, you know, how hormones can break, you know, make or break quality of our lives after 40. You know, a lot of things start happening after 40. But look, when women in their 40s start experiencing mild, you know, anxiety, depression, brain fog, difficulty losing the 10, 15 pounds, you know, sleep problems.
Right.
That is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
And in the old days, you know, we grew up, you know, at least I did. I'm 40 right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up with those kind of symptoms we imagine in women in their 50s or their 60s.
Right.
You know, but now we're seeing women as early in their mid-30s having some of this side effects, right?
Right.
And so until, and the other issue is until these feelings start to show up, most people think that they can eat whatever they want. They exercise for physical appearance instead of the benefits, the short and long-term benefits. You know, they want to look good, muscular. And they think that actually exercise, you know, will cure that bad nutrition, you know. so they think that they can eat anything, and they abuse the sleep and the stress,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that is life in America and in many other countries too. And the American life is being exported to several, you know, developing nations, even like my country, Brazil.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I know I said women, but the same things impact men, except men normally tends to show the side effects, you know,
mm-hmm.
later. And that is because they have higher levels of testosterone in the body compared to women.
Right. Gotcha.
So... you know, that is an issue. And the reality is, you know, like I said, it's not normal. And these symptoms may be attributed to, you know, psychiatric or other conditions, you know, but are also likely to be a result of hormone and actually neurotransmitter imbalances.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't hear much about neurotransmitters, but they are another chemical messenger.
Mm-hmm.
So... these imbalances are caused actually mostly by poor nutrition or the lack of nutrition.
Mm.
I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about nutrition.
Okay.
And also nutrient malabsorption. You know, we can eat, but if we cannot absorb,
then we're not
getting what the body needs.
Right? Gotcha.
And the other couple things that are really impact the imbalances of these hormones are poor sleep and high levels of stress. And we can talk more about that.
Right.
So those are a couple of things that impact, you know, the key, I guess, the key things that impact the hormones are those.
Okay. And you know what? What I heard, you say that it's affecting women at a lot younger age. And I really have to say that it's a sign of the times, because society has gotten so to the, you know, where there's so much more, food that's filled with, you know, all of this, these steroids and what have you, and just foods that's not healthy. And so we've developed these unhealthy eating habits. And so I think that might have a lot to do with why women and you know, are experiencing the onset of maybe perimenopause and what have you at an earlier age, because, you know, back in the day we ate a lot healthier, you know. Now it's everything is, you know, eating fast food and what have you. So, you know, that made me think that might be one of the reasons as well. But I know that you talked about the inability of the person's body to absorb what they need from nutrients and what have you from the food. But then, you know, let's talk about some of how deficiencies and imbalances in hormones can affect, you know, certain areas, and you know, like skin, and you kind of talked a little bit about sleep, brain function, and weight, libido, mood, and, you know, so let's talk about a little bit of those.
Yeah, you know, just as a little background, you know, because we're going to speak a little bit more about this as we go, but I mentioned about neurotransmitters and hormones, you know. So what exactly are those things? I mean, you know, hormones, they're both chemical messengers, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we need them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We
right.
need them, and they regulate and they control things like metabolism, and many other body functions in the body, right?
Right.
And they affect about every other organ that we have. Hormones, you know, one way to think about it, the hormones are secreted by, most of them by glands in our body. So
mm-hmm.
thyroid, you know, is a gland, adrenal is a gland,
mm-hmm.
and so on. And then we have the neurotransmitters that actually they are a function in the brain. So
mm-hmm.
they basically carry the message from the brain to the glands and to the organs.
Okay.
So you have the hormones working, all those glands and organs, you know, and sending messages back and forth. And then you have these neurotransmitters in the brain that says, hey, Kay, go and do this. Go
okay.
and do that. So they kind of regulate physical, you know, movement, stress response, energy, food cravings, you know, metabolism,
mm-hmm.
emotions, and things like that. So the discussion that we're about to have over here is about the imbalances you know, your ask is what are these imbalances? So it's not only about the hormone, but it's also the other messenger that takes the, you know, what the brain tells them to do it, right? So we have, you know, this deficiencies that we're talking over here is, as I mentioned a minute ago, it's about these imbalances, and the imbalances that can be caused to poor nutrition, poor sleep and stress. But we have what I call these survival hormones, and we have the reproductive hormones.
Okay.
And we, you know, we mostly hear about hormones. People think about the PMS, and they think about, you know, estrogen, the progesterone, testosterone, and things like that. And that is great. And we need those to function really well, because estrogen, for example, is what, you know, a low estrogen is going to cause that, you know, hot flashes that you're talking about. You know, the night sweats. Actually, they dries up the sex life, you know, and impacts memory and mood. So the thing is that when we hit premenopause and menopause, the estrogen drops significantly. And that is normal. Okay?
Right.
So, and today this is, you know, today, I mean, in the last several years, this is overpowered by the poor nutrition that we have. Because just like you said, well, you know, you said something about food, you know, eating foods and yada. Well, honestly, you know, I know that we consider everything we put in our mouth food, but certain things are really not food. They're just a compound of chemicals with a little bit of something in there that people are calling food. So all those things have hormones in them, and sometimes pesticides, herbicides that impact our hormones, right? So when we actually introduce those things to our body, it is impacting, you know, our hormone levels. And some of them, you know, most of them, not to a good thing at all. So, you know, estrogen again, you know, which, by the way, we're talking women. Women have a lot more estrogen and progesterone than men, but men also have those, okay?
Yes,
to a much lesser degree. Testosterone, women have little, and men have a lot. Okay? So, you know, so when I'm talking about here, the guys got to have their ears open, too, because this is affecting them. So, you know, so those are a couple things about estrogen. Then you have progesterone that, you know, is a peaceful hormone. So then you get older and you see a lot of women getting very irritable, you know, anger, frustrated, you know, and drain of energy. This is a consequence of low progesterone. And then, you know, one thing that we're going to talk about in a second here is, you know, the progesterone levels, you know, if they're high, that means that our thyroid, which produces other hormones that are critical for metabolism, are also optimized. So progesterone levels are down. That means you're most likely your thyroid is not functioning correctly either. It's not secreting the right hormones that we need to keep us going.
Okay.
You know?
So...
Then you have testosterone, you know, which is a very powerful punch. We have very little women, but is huge in the role of quality of our life. And that is, you know, that is what helps us to lose weight, or if we don't have enough, to actually gain weight as well. You know, that is the hormone that will allow us to firm up the body, you know, and build more muscle. So why do you think that guys have much more muscles and they stay with those muscles a lot longer than women?
Because it's testosterone.
You know, it's testosterone, right? So, you know, like, for example, you know, there are things like, you know, herbs like maca, ashwagandha, you know, that really help to boost testosterone. Then you have the vitamin B complex, the zinc, vitamin C, D. All those things, you know, impact all these three hormones that we talked about. You know, but it also impacts negatively is consumption of sugar, you know, alcohol, smoking, you know, and things like that. And sugar is really the devil, you know, off all sides. It's not fat, absolutely not. I'm not talking about trans fats either. I'm talking about healthy fats like avocado, like seeds, you know. And even the fat from high-quality beef, like grass-fed meat, the fat in fish and all that kind of stuff. You know, the high-quality fats found in foods, they're not going to give you cholesterol, you know.
Right.
They're actually going to boost your hormones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that it's going to boost your lifestyle, you know, in quality of life. So... I can talk. I will talk and address a little bit more of the survival hormones in a second. But I want to see if you have any questions from what I just said.
I mean, you're making a whole lot of sense, and you know, we have to just kind of, like you said, it's all about the choices that we make and what we're putting in our bodies. And you made a really good point about not everything that we put in our mouth is can be really considered food, because you know, it's not. And, you know, we just have to really do our own due diligence to figure out what is what and what it can do to you, you know.
Right.
Just because it tastes good doesn't mean it's good for you. And so, you know, you may have to – there's always an alternative, a more healthy choice. And so, you know, you just got to – what do you want? Do you want longer – you know, life and quality of life, or do you want that whatever it is just for the moment that's going to be gone, you know, as soon as you ingest it? But, you know, so what you're sharing a lot of good information, and like you said, you made a great point with regards to men, and, you know, they may think, oh, this is a woman's topic, but it's not. It affects everybody, but just in different ways and, you know, at different time periods in our lives.
Exactly.
So you've really made a lot of great valid points. And so, you know, I want you to just go ahead and continue what you were sharing about the – was you going to address the survival?
Survival hormones, yes.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I spoke about these three big hormones over here that we all know or have heard, especially women. But the reality is, unless we take care of the survival hormones – we're not going to be taking care of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then what are these survival hormones? They're actually, you know, some of the key ones are the thyroid glands. You know, they produce two hormones, the T3 and T4 hormones, and these are critical for our metabolism, energy, you know, how we actually burn oxygen and how we actually use the fat stored in our body. You know, this low rate, you know, this low metabolic rate, you know, might result actually in those skin issues, because now your whole body becomes sluggish, you know. So when we're talking about skin problems, you know, it comes from generally from a low thyroid. You know, obviously certain foods impact actually the skin, but for making the skin kind of, you know, the low thyroid will turn a low skin turnover, you know. So also will impact the sluggish secretion of cholesterol, you know, so people have, you know, high cholesterol due to thyroid. You know, they feel depressed because the brain actually isn't functioning at full speed. So this is an incredible important hormone in our body that we hear more and more about it, but how do we fix it, right?
Right.
What is really impacting? And then I will tell you one thing, another hormone. It is the cortisol and adrenaline that comes from our adrenal glands. You know, they sit on top of the kidneys. And the adrenal glands, you know, impact or influence these hormones greatly, the thyroid hormones. So it's a loop of information. Now, the cortisol, and I'm going to call the stress, you know, hormones. I will use the stress, cortisol, and adrenaline kind of, you know, intertwined over here. But these are really devils. And they are the precursor to making, you know, the adrenal and stress hormones, you know, they're the same precursors actually of the estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone that we're talking about. So as we manage better our levels of stress in the body, we're going to be managing also our sex, you know, hormones better, you know.
Right, right.
And the sex hormones are not only for sex, as we just said,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a thing of, you know, in the life that we live today is extremely stressful.
Yeah.
And the body does not have enough, you know, it's end up burning the nutrients, you know, and cannot then produce these hormones that are critical to our body. So, you know, a body under a lot of stress, which, you know, has an elevated cortisol, shuts down the sex drive.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
in a man, you can consider this as a practically, it castrates the man.
Mm.
You know, here is something for the men listening, or even for the women thinking, pay attention about their men, you know. you know, a lot of times we think about, you know, the guys wake up, you know, excited, I'm going to call it.
Right,
and
right,
you
right.
know why?
Mm-hmm, mm.
That is because their testosterone in men, it peaks at 4 a.m.
Mm.
So a good correlation, you know, of actually poor sleep or good sleep, you know,
mm.
to actually, you know, cortisol and to testosterone is, you know, is a man waking up or not with an erection.
Okay.
If a guy
okay.
wakes up in the morning with an erection, that's a good deal. Okay. So if the man starts waking up without an erection, you definitely got to look into their sleep and their cortisol levels.
Okay.
Okay?
That's interesting. Very
yeah.
interesting. You know, and you know what? I know we got a lot we're going to cover, but let's wind down right now and take a short station break, and then we're going to come back, and then I want you to share with us how we can take care of these survival hormones, you know, through our food and exercise or whatever information you want to share with us. So we're going to take
right.
a short station break right now. And please, if you want to be part of our conversation tonight, if you want to ask a question, you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246. And make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. I'm Allie, your host, and I'm joined by my special guest, health and wellness coach and personal trainer, Maria Hortzman, the founder of BFABU. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff, so please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. God can use you too.
If you are just joining us, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There Is Life After Layoff. We'd like to take this moment to thank all of our faithful listeners who tune in each and every week, and we count on you and our audience. And we also want to thank all of our listeners who are tuning in for the first time. If this is your first time listening, please don't make it your last. Mark your calendars and tune in every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And we have exciting news for all of our followers and our listeners. We will be adding 2 new shows in September 2015, so please continue to check our website and receive updates. If you are interested in advertising or learning more about how you can be a sponsor of a show, on our network, please give us a call at 678-856-7603, and please leave your name and all of your contact information, and we will get right back with you. We are also booking guests for this show for the month of September, so please, if you're interested, also give us a call at 678-856-7603, or you can contact us at mdavis@atlantaliferadio.com. And now we're going to return back to our awesome program. Stay tuned.
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, welcome, and you're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And I'm your host, Allie, and I encourage you to please join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Through Atlanta Life Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And again, we are having a wonderful conversation tonight with my special guest about how to balance your hormones. And her name is Maria Hortzman, and she is the founder of Be Fab Be You. She is a health and wellness coach and a fitness trainer. So, Maria, yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Allie, yes. But we do have a caller.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. If your telephone number ends in 5744, you are on air. Hello?
Hello, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Allie?
Doing just fine. Did you have a question for us or a comment tonight?
Well, you know what? I will make a comment.
Okay.
I've been working, well, actually Maria has been working with me on my hormone levels.
Okay.
And I just want to go on air and say how, you know, passionate she is about helping people feel better.
Mm.
I've been working with her. She's been working with me for about, I guess, 7.5 months now.
Wow.
And I feel great.
Yay.
I'm taking the supplements I need. I was vegetarian. I am a vegetarian. I eat occasional fish.
Okay.
But over the years, you know, I'm in my 50s, and over the years, you know, my trace minerals were low. My nutrients were low.
Mm.
I didn't consume animal protein.
Okay.
So working with Maria, she's helped me, you know, kind of iron all that out.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever felt better. I'm down like 30 pounds.
Wow.
And, yeah, I really love the program. And initially, I was introduced to Maria to help me work on my sugar craving. And she has a great program. It's the Resistant Program that will help you do that. And I just wanted to really commend her on a job well done.
Well, thank you, Kathy. I know that just makes Maria just feel awesome tonight. How about that, Maria?
Oh, I think it's great. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for your positive, kind words. It's been a journey, right? We've learned a lot.
Yeah, it's
well,
a lot
good.
Still to learn, you know.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with us, because I think probably somebody needed to hear that tonight. So thank you so much for calling and for listening.
Thank
yeah,
you both.
I appreciate
you know,
that,
you guys, yeah, no problem. You guys are, you know, setting great examples for you know, female leadership. So thanks, both of you.
Thank you. Oh, that's awesome, Maria. That's confirmation that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. That's your passion. That's your purpose.
Yeah.
It's always good to hear that. But, you know, I wanted you to share with our listeners some ways that we can take care of those survival hormones, because you said that they're very important. And so how can we take care of those?
Yeah, so, you know, and I'm not going to go into detail, but I also want to make folks aware that the survival hormones are not only the thyroid that I mentioned or the cortisol, but they also can research more about, you know, growth hormones, that really impacts our fat metabolism, burning fat and muscle building, leptin, which tells when we're hungry, you know, ghrelin, and, you know, that tells when the stomach is full, and the little devil of, which is great, but it can be over-secreted by the pancreas by blood sugar, is the insulin, which we all hear about, you know, insulin resistance, and I'm very passionate about that topic myself because I was pre-diabetic. These growth, you know, these survival hormones are critical for us to take care of it. And the way that we actually manage them, there are very simple things that we can do. It's simple to say, and, you know, it's harder to do if we have a lifestyle that is not very, prone to a more non-anti-inflammatory lifestyle. That is dependent on caffeine, that is dependent on sweets, that is dependent on, you know, fast food. So if a person has that kind of lifestyle, then things that I would suggest that we can control, I'm just suggesting things that we can control, become even hard.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's if we can commit to one or two things and go one at a time, you know, we can make huge strides towards health. And the things that we can control, actually, that will impact these hormones greatly are things like, you know, sleep, the time that we go to bed, you know. Our hormones, especially the fat-burning hormone, the growth hormone, you know, it's about midnight. When is at its peak? So if we're going to bed late every time, well, unfortunately, it's not going to catch up, you know. And we're also going to interfere with melatonin, which is the sleep hormone. So during our sleep, we rejuvenate, you know. We become another person, and our hormones need that. They need the time not only to refresh themselves, but also to do their work. And the other thing is, you know, what we eat. We can control what and when we eat. Because, okay, you say, well, I'm eating all good. But then if you're eating just before you go to bed, I'm telling you, all those great things that you can be doing and utilizing overnight is not going to happen because this insulin hormone that is active, so is the cortisol hormone that is active when they're supposed to be sleeping. So, you know, that is a small strategy. So, you know, don't eat after, you know, before at least for 3 hours before going to bed. That is a simple thing, you know. Simple thing. And don't snack afterwards either, you know, because you're defeating the purpose. The moment you put food in your belly, that's it. You know, yeah, drink your tea. That's great. You know, so sleeping has a huge impact. You know, the food that we eat that are low, you know, and glycemic index, low in sugar, you know, have a huge impact. Obviously, you know, foods that are in healthy fats, you know, like the avocado, like your nuts, like your seeds, you know, like I said, grass, you know, fish, I'm talking about, you know, you know, wild caught fish, I'm talking about high quality stuff, not the farm raised. You're putting farm raised in your stomach and you're talking about inflammation. So when we're talking about all those things and hormones and all that, we are actually deep inside talking about, you know, inflammation, ways to reduce the inflammation, because the inflammation is something that impacts, it's the precursor for all about all metabolic and chronic diseases that we have in our body. You know, your headache, okay, your sinus. This is nothing but inflammation.
Inflammation,
right?
yes.
And then certain things that we do to our body, you know, or don't do, they can create hormone, actually, you become resistant to these hormones. And when you become resistant to hormones, to leptin, for example, the ones that controls your hunger, that tells you, hey, stop eating over here because I'm full and I'm going to utilize the fat that I have stored, what do you think that happens? The brain keeps telling, you know, and say, hey, I need this food. I need this food because the hormones are not acting, you know, properly. So we're talking about, you know, disrupting the hormones.
Okay.
And that disruption is caused by all those things we mentioned a little earlier. You know, so you can control your sleep. You can control the time you wake up as well, right? But the most important is the time that you sleep. You can control, you know, when you're full and when you decide to eat again. Okay, well, actually being a little hungry actually is great for your growth hormone, that it will actually, you know, activate your fat burning effect. So be a little hungry for 30 minutes. That's a phenomenal thing you can do. So let your stomach growl a little bit. That's good. Okay. And the other thing that you can do, that all of us can do, is, you know, the amount of exercise that we do.
I was just going to ask you about that. How does that, what role does that play?
Well, you know, exercise for me is that dormant, you know, well-being factor in our life. Exercise, like I said, you know, earlier, it's not going to be the one thing that tells you I can eat anything I want and I can do whatever because I exercise, like a lot of youngsters, you know, feel that way. You know, especially men, right? They think, oh, I exercise every day, I pump the iron every day, and I can eat whatever I want. And I just have to keep my mouth shut, you know, because I can talk for an hour and with that guy. And so is women, you know?
Right, right.
So exercise impacts, you know, these hormone levels as well, you know, and send the signal to our brain, potential, you know, very powerful signals to our brain to, look, do this, do that, and don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
So the relationship between exercise, the physical, you know, activity, and the hormones is tremendous.
Mm.
Obviously, there is other side effects as you're burning calories.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And some people think, oh, exercise, you know, walking. Well, you know what? Walking is a great thing, too. You're moving your fanny. I call moving fannies, you know.
Right.
And I said, moving your fanny. Walking is better than you being on a couch eating your Doritos with a can of beer. There is no question.
Okay? Oh, my goodness, yes.
So, but then what kind of exercises? I'm telling you this. Unless a person has a really burnout adrenal, you know,
mm-hmm.
is extremely stressed all the time and has burnout adrenals, which a lot of people have,
mm-hmm.
and they can do a test to find out, you know, they can do like a four-point cortisol test
mm-hmm.
to identify if their adrenals are burnt out or not.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they have their adrenals burnt out, high-intensity exercise is the best thing for stress.
Mm.
And it's one of the quickest way, you know, anybody can build muscle and, you know, get energy.
Right.
Okay? Gain energy, not exhaust energy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're exercising and you feel tired afterwards, then I'm telling you, look at your adrenals. There is something really wrong.
There's something wrong. Mm.
There is something wrong,
mm.
you know. But even burst exercises, like 2-3 minutes, you can do like a, you know, 30 seconds to 60 seconds of burst exercise. You give it all out. You know, if it
right.
is high knees, jumping jacks, squats, push-ups, something that after that 30 seconds or 1 minute, you're going to feel like, you know, out of breath. You know,
mm-hmm.
do that. And then take 15 seconds or 30 seconds or even a minute rest and do it again. Do that 2 or 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
That is phenomenal for anybody
right.
to do to activate, you know, growth hormone, which actually burns fat.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that within, you know, every 4 hours or so, and actually give time between meals, do before meals about an hour and a half or two, and after meals, that's a great way for you to, you know, to burn fat and
mm-hmm.
lose weight, obviously, and kind of keep those hormones aligned
right.
and combat stress.
Right.
So those are a few techniques that I highly recommend anybody to do, you know.
Right. And I know that, speaking personally, and matter of fact, when you called me this morning, I was on my treadmill getting it in. Because
I know.
I feel like, you know, I just don't feel right if I don't start my day with that. And,
right.
you know, I tell my kids, you better be glad that I do exercise because I would be miserable. It does relieve stress in my life.
Oh,
and,
yes,
you know,
it does.
It really does help. And so if I, you know, I do give myself a break, you know, 1 day or 2 days a week, but, you know, I don't feel right if I don't work out. I just don't. It's just become a part of my life, and, you know, you have to just, you know, discipline yourself to do it. And like you said, but that goes back to those choices that we have to make, you know?
Right. It goes back to choices, absolutely. You know, for me, exercise is, you know, it is my sanity,
yes,
to be honest.
Absolutely.
You know, that was a few weeks ago, you know, as a business owner and starting from scratch, it's becoming more and more stressful.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to use my knowledge and I have to use my tools
right.
to manage this stress as naturally as possible.
Exactly.
And so I really do what I preach. And sometimes, you know, I go far and beyond to kind of replicate what certain people are going through. So I can experience,
mm-hmm.
example, I'm doing right now, you know, a cleanse,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
this 21-day mm-hmm. cleanse, and there is no animal protein and all that, you know, and
right.
that is giving my liver, you know, a break over here, because a cleanse is really to detox your body, and the
right.
liver actually
right.
has a huge impact on this hormones. Everything about passes through your liver. So
yeah.
So it has to be metabolized by your liver. So People think that the liver, you know, it's only impacted by drinking. Mm-hmm. Well, not really. It's right. impacted by, you know, the foods that we eat, by pesticides, herbicides. The liver is the guy that is, you know, or girl, whatever you want to call it, is cleaning it up, you know.
Right.
It's in the water, you know.
Right.
It's
right.
in the hair products, you know.
Yes.
It's in the skin products. It, mm-hmm. it, you know, we, our skin is the largest organ in the body.
Yes.
And it sucks anything that is in touch with.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
So the liver, poor guy, is working overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're
mm-hmm.
talking about, you know, estrogen, testosterone, and things like that, and some women, you know, we may or may not get to this, but I'll touch a little bit. You know, you hear, you know, about, you know, bioidentical hormones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people say, well, I mean, what about those, right?
Right.
Well, they can be safe and they can be not safe.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But anyway, if you don't have a liver that is functioning well, you definitely don't want to put those, you know, those hormones in your body.
Right.
Because it's not going to recognize. First of all, they're synthetics. So
mm-hmm.
the body does not, you know, does not process this.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
So it becomes really hard. But
mm-hmm.
some women really do need them, but then they have to be balanced. If you're putting testosterone, for example, in your body, you have to balance, you know, I'm sorry, most women, they actually have estrogen, you know, because it drops to levels that, you know, most doctors look into it. A doctor tends to overlook testosterone and the
mm-hmm.
power that it has in a woman. So a lot of women go into this estrogen, you know, synthetics
therapy.
In their body, but... Well, a problem is that, you know, unless it is balanced with estrogen, with testosterone as well, you can have some huge problems.
Mm.
And if the liver is not functioning well, you know, then you have even more problems because it's not actually cleaning this stuff.
Right.
And it's not going to be able to ever clean everything because you're putting organisms in there that the body does not recognize.
Hmm.
You know?
Interesting. Yeah. So, like, you know what? It just goes back to people, do your homework, do your due diligence, and really understand and know what you are putting in your body, because not everything that is on the market is really good for you. But you got to do your homework and your own research, and don't just believe everything you hear, because people are out there to make money. I'm sorry, it's a big
right.
business, and it's the truth is the truth. And, you know, we are not going to get to everything, but I want you to please tell our listeners how we can reach you and contact you for services.
Oh, sure. I would love people to contact me for services. You know, well, first of all, anybody can call me. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, the number that people can call me is 770-835-5490.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I don't pick up the phone, just leave a message and I'll call right back. I have
mm-hmm.
my website, and that is befabbu.com, and that's befabbeyou.com.
Okay.
Actually, for the first timers, you know, people can sign up for my newsletter in my website, and they get a little free gift, and they also, for this folks over here on the radio show, if they sign up tonight for the newsletter, I'll be offering, throwing like a 30-minute personal training session.
Oh, wow, awesome.
So that would be something I haven't done, so I'm offering to the listeners.
Awesome.
And generally I offer as well a 45-minute free session to discuss, you know, what are the health concerns, what are the health goals, and ways that I can address.
Awesome.
And I'm in Facebook as well, and you can find under BFABULLC Health, Wellness, and Fitness. So you find me there. And once you're there on the website and Facebook, you'll find other ways to follow me. But, you know, certain things on the services that I just want to make sure it's that I, you know, for listeners to understand what I do is very individualistic. It's very
mm-hmm.
customizable because
right.
everybody's different. Obviously, there are certain things that apply to most, right?
Right.
I will say certain foods stay away forever, you know.
Right, right.
Certain lifestyle behaviors I will not support, you
mm-hmm.
know. I will not recommend because they're detrimental to health. But in reality, it's like just like Kathy came, you know, certain and mentioned, you know, we work with her body, and her body tells us what it needs and what doesn't need. The thing is to communicate.
Right.
So I work with you know, muscle testing, which is a way to diagnose, not diagnose, but to identify body weaknesses in a non-invasive way. Then I work with standard process, a high-quality supplement line that comes from organic whole foods and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have programs on blood sugar, which is really my fascination, and I wish I could get everybody out of, you know, high levels of sugar from their diet because, you know, high levels of sugar cause so many issues from insulin
right.
to, you know, Alzheimer's to inflammation to prediabetes, diabetes, you know, triglycerides, cholesterol issues. It's just literally awful. So I have a really program for that. You know, I became an insulin resistant coach and, you know, lifestyle transformation and weight, you know, management and stuff. So it's really about what is the problem and I'll do my best, you know, to help to individualize this problem. And obviously I'm a personal trainer too.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Maria. And you know what? We're going to have you back on a later show to just continue talking about some you know, specific topics. And so, you know, I welcome our listeners to email us, you know, some of your concerns so that we can, you know, address it on air because Maria is just a walking encyclopedia of knowledge, health and fitness. So
I wish, but
you
know,
you enlightened me tonight. So you know, I know somebody out there has heard something that they didn't know before. So thank you so much for you know coming on, and I will be welcoming you back again. Like I said, you've become a regular around here. So thank you for your passion, and I look forward to the next time that we can have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I hope that, you know, we just touched very little on things that are so important. I mean, we would need another 2 or 3 hours over here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know? So people are welcome to reach out to me. I hope, you know, folks got a little bit out of this.
Yes, I'm sure they did because I know I did.
good. I'm
absolutely.
Glad you did. And so I'm an open book and open for business. So
absolutely.
I wish everybody, you know, that they can leave tonight and think about at least one thing they can do for their health, you know, and start creating one good, healthy lifestyle.
Habit, right.
And that one thing can do wonders,
absolutely.
You know, and maybe it's achieving, you know, going to bed a little earlier. I'm saying if you can eventually get to 10 o'clock, that's fantastic. It might take you 2 years to get there, but that's the goal, I would say.
Absolutely. So thank you so much, Maria, for joining us tonight.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good
thank
night.
You too. You know, as we always accustomed to doing, you know, I want to take a couple of minutes to share our scripture tonight. And I have to admit that I was a little bit challenged about how to relate scripture to our show topic tonight. So, you know, I asked myself, just how am I going to relate scripture to menopause, okay? So that was a challenge. But then the Holy Spirit quickly reminded me about the story of Sarah and Abraham, which leads me to our scripture, Genesis 18:11, because it was actually in this scripture where it was the first place where menopause was indirectly referenced as the manna of women. And it reads, "Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well advanced in days, and it had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women." And so in other words, what this is saying is that Sarah was past childbearing years. And so for those of you who know the whole story about Abraham and Sarah, Abraham was visited by three angels that represented God, and he declared that Sarah would bear, they declared that Sarah would bear a child, and even at her advanced age. And of course, Sarah didn't believe them and laughed when she heard this, but the Lord responded to her by asking, why does she laugh and question what I have said? And what he said next is my point in all of this is that his response was, is anything too hard or too wonderful for the Lord? So what I'm wanted to say to you is when the odds may be stacked against you and may look insurmountable, just trust and believe and stand on the word of God. Know that nothing is too hard for him. All you have to do is keep trusting and believing, and he will see you through. So once again, I thank my special guest, Maria Hortzman, founder of BFABU, for joining us tonight. And on behalf of the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us. We don't take it for granted that you've chosen to spend this time with us. And next week, on July 7th, my guest will be Dr. Carolyn Hall, the author of the recently released book, The Boss Chick Playbook, the Modern Girl's Guide to Purpose and Plenty. You're not going to want to miss that show. So until next time, on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for joining us. We continue to urge you. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. For complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself,
I'm not giving up.
No,
I'm
Earn your doctoral degree at GCU, Arizona's premier private Christian university. Become an authority in your industry with an affordable education that doesn't sacrifice quality. At GCU, learners have access to our doctoral leadership team, counselors, and one-on-one faculty support during their dissertation. This year, invest in yourself to help change the world.
Find your purpose at GCU, where advanced technologies drive education. Private, Christian, affordable, nonprofit. Visit gcu.edu/doctoral.
At Hardee's, we grew up, so we made our grilled cheese grow up into a handsome bacon thick burger. Melted Swiss and American cheeses and black Angus on sourdough. We're so proud of the tasty young adult we've raised.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Available now for a limited time at participating Hardee's restaurants.